A reading from Malachi. See, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come into his temple, the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight. Indeed, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire, like a fuller's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he will purify the descendants of Levi and refine them like gold and silver, until they present offerings to the Lord in righteousness. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord, as in the days of old and as in former years. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Are we ready for the Lord to come? As we wait during this Advent season, after all, we tell ourselves the birth of Christ, the coming of the Lord, is the reason that we wait and prepare and spend time in contemplation, so that when the child is born, we can join as one community in the celebration. But have we truly considered what it means for the Lord to arrive, to walk in the flesh among us as one of us? Can our lifestyle actually survive an encounter with a Lord who sees God as much in you and me as in the ones we hate and ignore? Have we prepared our hearts and souls? Have we prepared our humanity for what's in store when God walks the earth among us? Or will we continue to worship the Lord just on Sundays with empty praise in church, a relic left behind as we return home to our dragon's hoard? How do we love a Lord who commands us, saying, sell everything you have and follow me, when we have so much more than we need and seem deaf to hear our suffering neighbor's plea? Who can endure the coming of the Lord, asks the prophet Malachi. For he will come to us like a refiner's fire to burn away impurities, the I, me, my. The Lord will come to us as if we were a spot on a shirt to scrub us clean like a fuller's soap, cleansing us with hot water, washing away our divisiveness and replacing it with hope. The prophet Malachi tells us that though the process will be tough, it's only after this encounter with the Lord that we will be righteous enough for our offerings to be acceptable to God. Now one may ask, if God loves us, why must we work so hard? Where's the grace? And if we just want God's love without having to move through such a challenging space, then fear not. God still loves me and you. Despite all the power we think we might have, there is not a single thing that we can do to make God stop loving us. But Malachi is not talking about God's love being dependent on our suffering. He's saying that if we love the Lord above, if we commit to following the Son of God, then we will be changed. We will be fated to letting go of the material the world offers, and for walking a different path, be hated. So this Advent season, this is what we are called to contemplate. That the coming of a sweet baby in a manger may not be what we anticipate. If your reason for the season is the present-filled Christmas that the world knows, then you may not wish to walk the way our new King goes. But if we're willing to follow this newborn Lord through the fire, be purified like silver and gold, if we allow ourselves to be scrubbed clean of wealth and material desires hold, then rejoice! Our Savior is almost here. A shepherd who will guide us on the way that brings the kingdom of close and calls us back when we walk astray. So I invite you, come and walk beside the Lord on the road less traveled. Be cleansed by fire and fuller soap and leave your fears behind.